Well, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me today, and welcome to everyone who is tuning in on Radio Moriah. This is my final press conference as the Special Representative of the Secretary-General and Head of the UN Mission UNMISS in South Sudan. And I wanted to take this opportunity to speak directly to you, the people of South Sudan, to thank you for your support and to wish you well as I prepare to depart the country tomorrow after more than 4 years of service here. I have so much admiration for the people of this country who I have enjoyed working alongside immensely. You are a tough, resilient and remarkably patient lot of people. I am inspired by your seemingly endless hope as you fight against huge odds to achieve the much brighter future you deserve. And I'll miss this young country, and I wish you well from the bottom of my heart. I've been extremely privileged to support South Sudan during its difficult transition from war to recovery and to peace. I'm proud of the progress that has been made, including the ceasefire, the peace deal, and the formation of the transitional government and the installation of local leaders in the states. I'm also pleased and encouraged to see that most people who once fled in fear to UN protection of civilian sites have either returned home or are living in newly transitioned displacement camps under the responsibility of the South Sudan government. While important progress has been made, the peace process remains fragile and there is still much to be done, including picking up the pace on constitution making, transitional justice and economic reform. And there are also courageous decisions that need to be made to unify the soldiers of the different parties. I hope that there is an end to the sporadic but brutal violence that we continue to witness in parts of the country like Jonglei and Warrap, so that communities right across the country have the opportunity to recover and to rebuild their lives. I urge the people and leaders of South Sudan to remain unified and energized to push the peace process forward to fully implement the revitalized agreement and hold elections so communities across the country can finally enjoy true peace and prosperity. When people in years ahead look back on this year, I hope they can say that it was a time when leaders made bold decisions that took unity and peace forward. I want also to pay tribute to my colleagues, people from the UN agencies which have stood by South Sudan over many years, and the almost 20,000 UN peacekeepers who are helping to reduce violence and bringing diverse communities together to reconcile and build peace. UNMISS is a stabilizing force that extends well beyond our physical presence. Our independent surveys of people have consistently shown that we are welcomed by nearly 80% of South Sudanese. We are fully committed to continuing to secure durable peace by working closely with all political parties across regional and international boundaries. As I said when I came to South Sudan, our success will be measured by the downsizing of our presence. That has started. Over the coming year, there will be a reduction of our military and police peacekeepers by around about 7%. We're also refocusing our efforts to ensure that UNMISS is fit for purpose in the evolving political and security situation. We are redeploying staff and resources to build the capacity of important local institutions like the courts, the justice system, and the national police, and prioritising technical support for the security sector reform as well as the election process itself. And not to forget the roads, which the troops of seven different companies have worked on so people and goods can travel across this vast country. I want to also thank my humanitarian colleagues, international and national, for their efforts to provide life-saving assistance to millions of people who are in need. They are working in remote, difficult and sometimes dangerous conditions to deliver much needed support to vulnerable communities across South Sudan. I thank them for their courage and risking their own health and well-being to help others. As I prepare to leave, my thoughts and best wishes are with the people of this country who we, as the UN, are here to serve and support in their journey towards lasting peace. I truly wish you a bright and prosperous future. And in finishing, I would like to thank those of you here, the journalists in this room, who work tirelessly to provide communities and the important information they need to stay safe and to understand and participate in the peace process. You work in a tough environment where criticism is too often silenced rather than listened to and heeded as a cry for change. I know you face difficulties, but please know that your work and efforts matter. Your words have influence to change hearts and minds for the better, so please don't lose heart.